So over here on Hamad Aleph, the Gemara began at the bottom of the Adam and Beis, that even though we have in our Mishnah, Dine Mamanis Beshloisha, that we spent a little bit of time on already, that Dine Mamanis are Beshloisha, Dine Mamanis require three. We discussed on Gimel Med Aleph that Dine Hodos V'Halvos require three, but you could even get by with Hediotas. And Gzeilos v'chavalos require three, and they have to be mumchim. Why is it that hodos v'halvos is enough with three hediyotas? So we have two possibilities. Either Erev Parashiyos Kosov Kan, really they should have required mumchim by hodos v'halvos too. All dinei mamon should have required mumchim and three. But should the Kadesh Lotino does with Neiloivin, so that it won't be too difficult to gather a base, and we said it's enough with three, even though they're hediyotas, or it could be according to the one Ein Erev Parashiyos Kosov Kan, that that no, you never require three in the first place. One dime would be kosher midoraisa. That was Rav Acha, Breid Rav Ika, if you remember from Gimel Med Aleph. So our Gemara tells us over here that even though the Mishnah and and according to Rav Acha, Breid Rav Ika, why do you need three? As it did midrabanan, so that you shouldn't have yosh v'kronis. Well, if you have three, presumably one of them will know some sort of basic outline of Havacha, will be able to pass in the Shaila. Okay, so our Mishnah says you need three Dayanim for Dinei Mamanis, and we have two ways of understanding that. Either Midoy Raisa, so you need three, with the fact that we get by with Hediyotas is a Tekana Midoy Rabbanan, or no, Midoy Raisa is enough with one, Midoy Rabbanan, we require three, in order so that the Beis Din should be a little bit more, we should know that a little more confidence we should have in the Beis Din. So the Gemara tells us over here in Hamad Aleph, even though the Mishnah says it's enough with three, one should have three Dayanim, Tana Rabbana Din Mamnus Bishloisha, Imhaya Mumcha L'Rabim, if the person is a Mumcha L'Rabim, which I don't think means Smucha, he is Smicha, it means that he's someone who's accepted within the community as one who knows Halacha. That's how the Yad Ramah and other Rishonim understand. Imhaya Mumcha L'Rabim, Don Afil Yechidi, he could be done even by himself. Just like Rav Nachman says, "Going to Anna, don't dine mamon is be yechidi." So who is this going according to? He holds mumcha l'rabim, don by yourself, no problem. Our Mishnah says you need three. That's true. If you're not a mumcha l'rabim, if you're a mumcha l'rabim, even one. Who is this going according to? So Rashi says, "Pashut, it's going according to the one kasover ein erev parshis kasov kan midoy rais is enough with one." That's Rav Acha, Rav Ika, and Gimel Med Aleph. Midrabanan, they require three, so that we shouldn't have three, so we shouldn't have a Yosh V'Kronos, one guy gets along and he's a crackpot. So no, we have to have three. Three weirdos? Nah, that's not likely. So well, three, one of them will know Halakha. Fine. So that's where the Gemara comes along and says, "My Mumcha L'Rabim, if he's someone we know, he's not a Yosh V'Kronos, so enough with one. We don't have to worry. We can have utter confidence in him. He's someone who's well-known, accepted by the Tzibor. It's enough with one." That's how Rashi learns the Gemara. But according to the one who holds Erev Parashiyos Kosov Kan, that Midoy Raisa, you need three. You should have required Mumchin. We did away with the Mumchin because we want people to be able to collect their loans. Kadesh Latino does with Neilovins. And then this Gemara cannot work with that opinion. Tosfos disagrees. And Tosfos in this Diver Masovim, Haya Mumcha L'Rabim, the basic gist of Tosfos, is that he's going to disagree that even according to the one who holds Erev Parashiyos Kosov Kan, Midoraisa, you need three. Midoraisa, you should have needed three mumchin. But just like we did away with Hediyota, we did away with the fact that you don't need mumchin, Kadesh Lotino Dels with Neiloivin, it's enough with the three regular Dayanim who don't have smicha. So too, it could be enough with one. And he's a mumcha l'rabim, meaning we chipped away more. Midoraisa should have had three and mumchin. Midorabanan, we got rid of the mumchin, hediyotas. Now we're going even further. Am I a mumcha l'rabim? Enough with one. That's what Tosfos says over here, maybe right in the middle of the Tosfos. The first words on the line are the abbreviation nun lamed, nearly. Dafil aman deboy gimu mumchin, midoraisa, takanta derabanan hi deyochid mumcha l'rabim donafil yechidi. Even though perhaps you should have required three Dayanim midoraisa, midorabanan is enough with one. It's machlokes Rashi and Tosfos how to learn the Gemara. Rashi holds it's only going according to that opinion on Gimel Med Aleph that one Dayan was enough midoraisa. And Tosfos is saying, no, even if you held, you need three Dayanim midoraisa, This is a takana de rabbanon, a further takana de rabbanon. Kedei shaloi tin al delis bifnei loivin. Rabbi said we understand each other just like we did away with hediotis, you know, with mumchen, and we said it suffices with hediotis. It's a mumchen the rabbin. We can even do more, even dan afilu yechidi. Okay, that was it. To machlekes, Rashi and Taisus how to understand this gemara. But how far does this dan afilu yechidi go? Look at Taisus. Taisus says dan afilu yechidi. The third Taisus, v'yakol lachov es ha'adam ba'al karkai. They can force him to come to din. They can force him. That's what Taisus says. V'yakol lachov es ha'adam ba'al karkai, meaning they really have a power of a beis din. They can force him to come. V'yakol lachov es ha'adam ba'al karkai. The ibid the kibble iluye. If we're talking about where they accepted to be done before this one mumcha the Rambam, afilu b'sheinu mumcha nami. Rabbi said, you could accept, you know, Donkey Kong or whatever. You could accept Mickey Mouse. We said numerous times. You want to be done before some kangaroo court, gizinda hate. It's your money. Do whatever you like. So if you want to be done, I pick a random Yoish Vekronis, the guy on the bench over here. Can you please arbitrate for me? It didn't tire up. Just fine. Whatever. You don't have to be a mumcha the Rambam. So why is it that you have to be a mumcha l'rabbi? It must be because he can coerce you to come before him. He could send you a hazmana l'din and you have to come. Yes.
So anybody can be a judge, why can't you go to the U.S. court system?
That's an affront to the halachic system. We'll get into, maybe we're going to have a shiur at some point on our coast. You can't go to another system. You want to go to a guy who's going to judge you based on seichel? Great. You go to a competing system, that's a chilul Hashem. Right? So that's the basic answer. Okay, that's how Tosis learns. Tosis though does ask, but there's a Gemara. We'll get to it. I mean, it's Hashem Chav Gimel Med Aleph. Look, two lines from the bottom of Tosis. V'hodis nan zeh bara lo echad v'zeh bara lo echad. This is what's known as a zabla. This is what goes on very often in our times when two Baal Edin cannot decide on a din Torah. See, if you are mazmin mi ledin, I'll say I don't believe. I think that your dayanim are in your pocket. Many times, parenthetically, Rabbi say off the record, they are. In the, you know, that's it's unfortunately there's a lot of problems in the din Torah system, in the beis din system. So a lot of times you have to find the beis din yosher, but a lot of times you have dayanim who know the Baal Edinim. So he says, I want to go to this beis din. So the other party says, I want to go to this beis din. Now you're stuck. I mazmin you to my beis din, you mazmin me to my beis din. So what happens now? So the Gemara says there is a solution in such a situation called zabla. Zeh bara lo echad v'zeh bara lo echad. Each one of the Baal Edinim pick a dayan. This goes on very often in our times. And the two dayanim pick the third dayan. So the third guy is supposed to be, you know, impartial. Each one has their dayan. It's ridiculous. So it's basically there's one dayan over here. But it shouldn't be the way that it goes. But that's called a zabla. So it sounds like you have to agree. Zebar lo'echad, zebar lo'echad, mashu demidai toy in balkar chaloi. You can't force a guy to come. Hani mili says taisik yishayim aloi edom lifnei zeh. The guy says, I don't want to come to your beis din, come to my beis din. Then you can't force him to come to your beis din. If the guy says, come to beis din, my beis din, or the other guy wants to go to secular court, no, then I can force you to come to my beis din. And if you don't, we'll put you in cheirim. Meaning, so there is a power of coercion that this beis din has, says Tarsus, even a dan afilu yechidi has this power of coercion. He can be coerced for people to come before him. That's what Tarsus says. The Rambam in the Parish of Mishnayis, Perek Gimel Mishnah Aleph, disappears in the Rambam Mishnah Torah 2, Perek Dalid Sanhedrin, Halacha Yud Gimel. If you want to look it up, the Lecha Mishnah notes that the Rambam has it in the Mishnah Torah 2, but there is an inference. Here he says it explicitly. So the Rambam writes in Perish HaMishnayis, Elo Shezeh HaMumche Deloi Nakev Rishusa. If you have a Mumche, we'll get to the Netilas Rishus in a minute. If you have a Mumche, Eloi Lochov Balidin in Lodun Lefonov. He cannot force anybody to be, he can't be Kaifu Lidin. You can't send Hazmanos. Elo Sheim Donoi Sam Dinoi Kaim Aleim. If he will judge them, his din will be a din. But if he accepts Rishus, Avaha Mumcha Denaka Rishusa will get Rishus from the Reish Galusa. Okay? But barring Rishus from the Reish Galusa, or barring the fact that they were makabal themselves to be done before him, just a regular Yachid, Dayan Yachid, Mumcha L'Rabim cannot coerce people to appear before him, whereas Taisa says he can. Dan Afil Yachidi, Yachul Lachav Esa Adam Bal Karchai. he can force somebody to appear to appear before him. So the Bach writes that this could be l'shitasai from another machlekes between Tosfos and the Rambam. Look at Tosfos. This is a Bach and Simin Gimel. Tosfos says, what does it say? Al tehi dan yachidi. Look at Tosfos. Kegoyin ana dan yachidi dine mamonis biyachidi. This is what Nachman says. He was dan dine mamonis biyachid. So Tosfos says, you could even force him to come before you gudin. V'hodes nam meseches avos al tehi dan yachidi. She'ein dan yachidi ela echad HaKadosh Baruch Hu eitzah toivah kamash malon. The Mishnah says in the fourth parak of Maseches Avos, you should not be Dan Yechidi. The only person who's Dan Yechidi is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You should not do it. But it's only an Eitz HaTayva, says Tosfos. Really, you could be Dan. And your din is a good din. And you could force people to come before you Lidin. You're a legitimate Dayan, says the Bach. So therefore, since Tosfos holds you're a legitimate Dayan, you could be Dan Yechidi. Gesinta Hay. Oh, the Mishnah says, I'll be Dan Yechidi. It's a Tayva. You know. Bal Nefesh Yachmi La'atzmon. But anybody else, you want to be Dan Yechidi? Good, fine. Midrash says, fine, no problem. The Rambam says, no. Look at the Rambam. Echa chay mumcha l'rabin, oishanato rishus mi beizdin, hareza mutil oladin yechidi. Aval eno chashav beizdin, he's allowed to sit to be Dan Yechidi, he's not considered to be a Bezin. Aval Pisha hu mutter, even though he's allowed, says the Rambam Perek Beis, Sanhedrin Alokha Yirahof, even though he's allowed to be a Dayan, Mitzvah Chachamim hu shemayshiv imo yacherim. It is a mitzvah from the Chachamim that he should be set up other Dayanim to sit with him. He should not do it alone. So the Rambam holds, even though you can be Dan, you cannot force anyone to appear before you, and you really shouldn't do it. The Bach says, the Rambam here is l'shitasai. Just like you can't force anybody to appear before you, you really shouldn't do it either. Meaning it doesn't sound like it's something that we would advocate be done. Tosfos says, no, you're a real bona fide thing over here. You're a big operation. Even though you're by yourself, Dan Yechidi, no problem. And says Tosfos, you can even force people to appear before you Lidin. And the Bach claims the two issues are linked. Can you force people to appear before you Lidin? And can you be Dan Yechidi? L'chadchila are really two sides of the same coin. Really, it stems from the same issue. Are you a legitimate method of adjudication, in which case you could force people to appear before you, and in which case you want to be Dan Yechidi. It's only an Eitz HaToiva, don't do it. You're by yourself, you know, two are better than one. Toiva Mashnayim and Echad, but it doesn't mean that you're not a legitimate source of adjudication. And the Rambam says, no, you can't force anybody to appear before you within, and really you shouldn't do this, even because ain't Dan Yechidi, Elah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. L'maisa, can a person be Dan Yechidi? What should we say? It should depend on this. Should we allow the Ardayan who sit be Dan Yechidi? Can you do it l'chadchila? So Tosfos said, yes, you can. Eitzah Toivah is not to, but sometimes there is no other Eitzah. Sometimes the Baalei Dinim can't get along, they only agree to one Dayan. We look both like this rabbi, we daven in the same shul. Usually if they daven in the same shul, they hate the rabbi, but because at some point he took a side or something. But fine, maybe they both like us. It's a nice nigla. They both like the rabbi. So maybe be Dan before the rabbi. Anybody else they can't agree on. So can you be Dan Yechidi? The rabbi says, really, you shouldn't do that. And Tosfos says, no, you can. It's a machlekes. It's a machlekes in the Shach and the Ksois. How should we paskin here? The Shach and Simin Gimel, Sukkot and Yud, says that you can be Dan Yechidi, and the Ksois says you shouldn't do it, like the Rambam. So Tosfos said he is a legitimate form of adjudication over here. He can force people to appear before him, and he can be Dan Yechidi. It's a Torah not to do it, and that's the way the Shach paskins, and the Rambam holds no. This is, you can't force anybody to appear before you. Your din is a kosher din, but you shouldn't sit by yourself. Really, you should only sit together with others. That's machlekes Rambam and Tosfos. We understand? Okay.
You said the
shach
was that you could do it?
Shach says yes, like Tosfos, meaning it's an eitzah toiva, not two, but if you have no other eitzah.
I haven't said you could, but Tosfos says that you shouldn't.
Ksai says you should not. The Rambam says, even though you can, mitzvahs chachomim, he calls it.
So is that more than
Eitz HaToivah Kamash Malon? Yeah. That's much more. That's a mitzvah not to do it. So then really it should not be
so
done.
It wasn't mutter at all.
I guess if you literally have no other option, I guess. But for the Tosfos, it's not that serious of an issue. It's just Eitzah Tova. Okay, but this is the base Eitzah over here. Yes.
What's the Tosfos? What's his reasoning? Like, what's his source? Yes, for saying Eitzah Tova. It seems to be pretty.
Tosfos holds he's a. Oh, so let's go one madrega a little bit deeper. Okay. Rabbi Zalman Meltzer has a sefer on the Rambam called the Even HaOzel. Rabbi Zalman Meltzer, of course, was a Talmud from Reb Chaim, father-in-law of Baron Cutler. Left Europe, came to Yerushalayim before the war. So in his sefer called Even HaOzel on the Rambam, right there, Perek Bey, Sanhedrin, Halacha Yud Aleph, he says that the root of the machlekes between Tosfos and the Rambam is the following. They're arguing whether or not a mumcha the rabbin, a don afilu yechidi, one person could be don by himself if he's a mumcha the rabbin, is that because he has the status of a Beis Din? He's a Beis Din of one. We discussed there's a Beis Din of 71, there's a Beis Din of 23 for Dinei Nefashos, Beis Din of 3, usually for Mamonos. Is there such a thing as a Beis Din of one? We rejected the notion earlier, but it could be that that's why Tosfos feels that this one person could be Kaifa others to appear before him. And that's why Tosfos feels that a Dan person could really be Dan Yechidi, because there is such a concept as a Beis Din of one. If he's mumcha the rabbim, he could be Dan afilu yechidi. There is such a concept as a Beis Din of one, and he has power of coercion, just like a Beis Din has. That's why Tosfos holds it's only Eitzah Tova kamash malon. The Rambam says if this is Zalman, holds not so. Look at the Rambam. He told us not so. The Rambam says, Perek Beis Sanhedrin Halacha Yud Aleph, Echad Shehayah Mumcha LeRabim, O Shenato Rishus Mi Beis Din, Harei Zeh Mutar Lo Ladon Yechidi. He can judge by himself, but here he tells you, the Rambam, about Eino Choshev Beis Din. He's not a Beis Din. There's no such thing as a Beis Din of one. Why then, as we mentioned earlier, why then does the Rambam hold that a Dan Yechidi could be Dan Yechidi? Because he has Smicha, and the Rambam had his whole Torah that Smicha is halacha and paskening a Shaila. Paskening a Shaila doesn't necessarily require a Beis Din. But I don't want to reopen that can of worms. But for the Rambam, you see that when the Gemara says over here, Dan Yechidi, you can be Dan by yourself, you don't have the status of a Beis Din. No! You're a Chacham HaMayra. You're like a guy who's paskening Yochas Kashrus. Like one of the, you know, a guy paskens Hilchas Kashrus, guy paskens Hilchas Taras and Mishpacha, Hilchas Shabbos. You're paskening things, but you're not a Beis Din. So you can't force anybody to appear before you. A standard a Rav, a Pesek, cannot be can force someone to ask Mishailas. You can't do that. And you shouldn't do it B'Yachidi, says the Gemara. You're impersonating a Beis Din. So yes, maybe Midrabanan, we allowed you to be Dan Yechidi, but you shouldn't do it, because you're impersonating, really, you should require a Beis Din. So therefore the Rambam says, since this really should have required a bona fide Beis Din, and you're not one, don't do it. Don't do it. Tosfos says, no, you are a Beis Din. There is a concept called a Beis Din of one. Since there's a concept called the Beis Din of one, he could force people to appear before him, and it could be it's all right. It's a Tova, Tova Mashnaim and Echad, don't do it. But there is such a concept as Beis Din of one.
When did you reject the Beis Din of one idea?
All the way back in Gimel Med Aleph.
Gimel
Med Aleph, we talked about it. But I don't want to get back into it. I could explain to you how we're not contradicting ourselves, but just perhaps opening up a different possibility which we didn't refuse to consider earlier. But that's the Rambam, which is the way we held earlier, holds there's no such thing as a Beis Din of one. You're a Chacham HaMayra, you're a guy who's paskening a Shaila. This Tosfos over here seems to be saying that since you could coerce someone to appear before you, you have the status of what? A Beis Din. And therefore, you can be Dan Yechidi, even L'chadfila. It's an Eitzah Tova not to do it, but it can be done. But it can be done. The Rambam takes this a little bit, expands it. And the Rambam writes over here, Perek Hei, Hilchos Sanhedrin, Ocho Yerches, just to reiterate the same concept. Yochid Chai Mumcha L'Rabim, Alfa Pishu Dan Dinei Mamonis, even though he can adjudicate matters of monetary disputes, Ein ha-hoidah be-fun of hoidah be-beis din. If he admits to something, in front of you, let's say a guy admits to something in front of this one dying yechidi, is that like admitting something in Beis Din, which has lots of consequences that go along with that? Or is that, no, that's like a guy, it's like hearsay, you know, I heard him say it, but he's an aide. At best is this guy's an aide, but it's not like admitting something in Beis Din. So Rambam says it's not admitting something in Beis Din. There is no such thing as a Beis Din of one. The smallest Beis Din is three. One is a chacham who's paskening shayla. So if the guy admits something in Beis Din, that's not in a Beis Din, I'm sorry, in front of this Dan Yechidi, that's not admitting something in Beis Din. That's like admitting it in front of an individual. For example, if you admit to the fact that you're chayv and knas, let's say I stole. So you don't have to pay kefil. This halacha called ma'ida b'knas poter. If I admit that I stole, not that I get caught. If I admit in Beis Din that I stole, I don't have to pay kefil. You only pay what you stole. Karen, it's called. Why? Kefil is a knas, is a penalty. It's above and beyond the loss that I caused. You don't pay penalties if you admit it on your own. So let's say I admit it in front of a dayan, a mumcha, the rabbim, don yechidi. The rabbim says that's not called ma'ida b'knas poter. That's not called, you're not Maida anything. That's not a Beis Din. It's only if you're Maida in front of Beis Din. This guy's not a Beis Din. However, writes the Rosh, look over here, Beis Yosef. Umidivrei Adaini Avi Harosh. Yireh She'ein Chiluk Ben Yachid Mumcha L'Shloita Hadyaitos L'Chol Dabar. There is no difference between one Dayan Mumcha L'Rabim and three Hadyaitos. They're all a halacha of a Beis Din. Also a Beis Din. So if you would be moida in front of this entity of a yachid mumcha l'rabim, that would be considered a haidah b'fnei Beis Din. Okay, Rabbi says, so we have like this. Let's regroup for a moment. The Gemara says, yachid mumcha l'rabim can be done. We know dinei mamrish l'b'shloisha, we said, should have been mumchin, hadyaitas are good enough. Now the Gemara says, even more perhaps, we'll go to Taisis Pshat, even more. You can be dan yachid if you're mumcha l'rabim. The only reason, you know, we need three, it's because we're afraid of Yashvei Kronos. Here, Mumcha L'Rabim, we have no worries. Can even be Dan Yechidi, Kadei Shalot Tino Da'os B'fnei Loivin. What is the halach of this guy who's being Dan Yechidi? Says Tarsus, he's a Beis Din of one. He could force you to appear before him. He could be Dan Yechidi L'Chad Chiva, better to have two, but he could be Dan Yechidi L'Chad Chiva. And says Tarsus, if you're in the rush, says Tarsus, you know, the rush and Tarsus would probably both say that a Haidah in front of him is considered a Haidah B'fnei Beis Din. And the Rambam says no. The Rambam rejects this whole approach. The Gemara says Dan that a Yachid Mumcha L'Rabim can be Dan Yechidi. Says the Rambam that's a halacha of a Chacham Hamayra. He's not a Beis Din. Yes, he can adjudicate here, but it's an ad hoc thing. You can't force anybody to appear before you. L'chad Chiyo, you should not do it. It's mitzvah Chachamim not to do it because you're not a Beis Din. And by the same token, if a person admits to something in front of this dying Mumcha L'Rabim that he can be Dan Yechidi, it's not considered as if he's admitting something in front of Beis Din. Okay, Rabbi, it's pretty, you know, consistent machlokes all the way through. This also seems to be the Rashash in Masechtas Yevamos points out this seems to be a two deyos in Tosfos and Masechtas Yevamos, one blot apart. It's very confusing. When we learned Yevamos, we noticed this. It's very confusing. Tosfos seems to contradict himself from one blot to the next blot. It's a machlokes about this issue. Where does it come up in Yevamos? Because we mentioned earlier, how many dayanim do you need to make gerim? To have a gerus? How many do you need? How many dayanim? Three dayanim. What do we do nowadays? We discussed, we don't have smicha, a whole back and forth. What do we do? But we have three dayanim. But our Gemara says over here, what's the halacha? Can a person be dan yechidi? The mumcha l'rabim, dan yechidi. Can you have geirus too? Mumcha l'rabim, dan yechidi? So everybody says, should what? We could figure it out. Should depend. What should it depend upon? What should it depend upon? If you say what?
That they have to abide by your decision no matter what it is.
If they're considered a Beis Din.
Is a Dan Yechidi considered a Beis Din? What did the Rambam say? Is he considered a Beis Din?
No.
So can one Dan be good enough for Geirus ever?
No.
But according to Tosfos and the Rosh, the Dan Yechidi could force you to appear before him. You could be made in front of him. He's like a Beis Din. So then if you hold... certainly if you hold one is good enough for Midoraisa by Dina Mamanis, can you have one for Geirus?
Yeah,
because there's such a thing as a Beis Din of one. So look, it's 2 days in Tosfos. Writes Tosfos, I'm in Vavam Abeis. Divir Masko Mishpat. I gave it to you, Osvav, over here. Vafil Laman the Yomer B'Sanhedrin. Dvar Torah Chad Nami Kosher. That was that opinion from Gimel Med Aleph. but we're evoking it kind of over here by Mumcha the Rabbim. Dvar Torah Chana Mikosher, Hocha Medaminu Lutzeus V'Chavos, the Be'inan Shleish of the Kuli Alma. No one will say by Gerus, it's enough with one. Even though by Dine Mamanis, sometimes it's enough with one. Some hold Midrash, it's enough with one. Maybe it's only Midrabanan enough with one. But you cannot have Gerus in front of one. Certainly not, says Taisus. Okay? Pretty clear. However, writes Taisus, and Yuvamis Memheim Mebeis, a blot earlier. The Gemara has a very funny Shaila. It's an interesting case. The Gemara says, and it happens, a woman thinks her whole life that she's Jewish. Then she finds out later on she's not. Someone just told me a case on Shabbos. He had a friend. He learned in Philadelphia Yeshiva. And then his friend went on to learn in Lakewood. Already we're talking, you know, 40 years ago. Went to learn in Lakewood. And he was learning in Lakewood for about 10 years. He found out when he was like 40 years old that he was adopted. In those days, they kept it private. It wasn't in vogue. Even when I was a kid, it was not in vogue to tell. It was public information someone was adopted. But now it's changed. Now people, the psychologists say it's healthier. Everyone knows, it's discussed. We're much more of an open society in general. But in those days, it was kept a secret. He didn't know until he was 40. So that he found out, closed the Gemara, out. So the guy who told me the story said he called him up. I couldn't believe it. So he called him up and said, what's going on? So he said, Ich nicht bin achiev. He said, I'm not, he said Yiddish. He said, Ich nicht bin achiev. I'm not chayev. Out. Okay, fine, I'm sorry. So this woman finds out, it happens. Most people stay, they see the beauty of Yiddishkeit. But, okay, this guy is too much of a lamdin. Ich nicht bin achiev, so what's the point? But.
And he left
from? That's it. Not from, but now he's not Jewish. Anyway, he's talking about Jewish, he's not. So I was like, woman finds out later in life that she is not Jewish. So the Gemara says, but she wants to stay Jewish, this woman. So the Gemara says, does she require a Gerus now? So the Gemara says, 1 minute. She must have gone to Mikvah. She's a frum woman living in, Malo Dafna and, Arzei Abira. And she finds out now she's not Jewish. Okay. So the Gemara says, does she require a Tefillah Bifnei Beis Din? She requires a Gerus now. So the Gemara says, no, she really doesn't require a Tefillah Bifnei Beis Din. You know why? Miloi Tavlin L'Nidusa, says the Gemara. Didn't she go to Mikvah for Nidus? Taras HaMishpacha? She must have gone to the Mikvah once. So first of all, she didn't have Kavana. That's a good Kasha. Maybe you don't need Kavana. Maybe what you need is Kavana with Shem Mitzvah or Yahadus. As opposed to, let's say...
I'm saying she went for Nida. What's the Kavana when
I'll forget about the Kavana. What's a bigger problem? What do you need for a Gerus to be good? A Beis Din. You need a Beis Din there. So how many men... how many men are in the mikvah over there with her? So, how could it be? So says Gemara, Migo, tell me what you do. So jumps Tysus up and down. Where's the Beis Din? He said, maybe you don't need a Beis Din for Tefillah. Back and forth. Maybe it's enough that the Beis Din knows she was Tevel. Back and forth within Taisus. So in that context, writes Taisus, Tema, Damalo Kamon, the Ger, Tzara Shloisha, Mishpak Sibbe. What do you mean? Milo Tevel and Nidusa. Didn't she go for Mikvah for Nidus? You need a Beis Din. Vafilu Laman Diyom Abirei Sanhedrin. Even according to the opinion that holds at the beginning of Sanhedrin, Dvar Torah Chanami Kosher. Maybe it's Lo Yala Ledas that there's three Dayonim in the mikvah with her for Nidus. But maybe there was one man. I don't understand why Taisus thinks one man is more logical. There was one man in there, maybe. Who knows? Dvar Torah Chanami Kosher. Right, Taisus. Mikom Makom Ein Derech Noshem Mahavi Ishimon B'Shas Tefillah. No joke. It's not the way of woman to bring a man into the Beis HaTefillah together with them. But says Taisus, would one have been enough? According to the Man D'Yomar, Chad Nami Kosher. Would one have been enough?
Yeah.
Vafilu the Man D'Yomar, B'Rei Sanhedrin, V'Rei Torah, Chad Nami Kosher. Even according to the Man D'Yomar that holds, one dying is enough. It's not the way of women to bring men into the mikvah with them.
So how does she ever become?
Oh, it's a good kasha. Okay. When we learn Yavamis, we'll talk about it. There's a good teirutzim to that kasha. But says Taisus, would one dying have been enough? Yes. So the Rashash in the back of the Gemara writes and Masechtas Yevamos. You see from here, this Tosfos and Yevamos disagreeing with the Tosfos a lot later, and this one holds that what? One dying, according to the Man Yomo, or whatever one, the circumstances dictate, that one dying is enough, either Midoraisa, according to Rav Acha, and Gimel Merav, Chana Mikosher, or according to our Gemara, that you can be dying Yechidi, Mumcha L'Rabim, whether it's according to Rav Acha, we talked about that already, but wherever one dying is enough, does he have the status of a Beis Din or not? Says Tosfos and himself as Yevamos, that yes, he could have the status of a Beis Din. And it could be Gerus, according to that opinion, will be enough in front of one dying. This issue, that seems to be the issue between Tosfos and the Rambam. Can you coerce people to appear before him? Can you do a lechatchila? Or what was the other example? Is a haidah in front of him considered to be a haidah? Or can one dying be enough for geirus? All depends on this central issue. Whenever one dying is enough, is that just a chacham hamayra, a guy who's issuing a psak, like a rabbi? Or this guy is functioning as a beis din, and within the hierarchy of batei din, there's a 71, 23, 3, and even 1. There's one other time where this issue comes up, perhaps, and that's with regards to Kabbalas Eidos. How many Dayanim do you need? You know, in American law, you can have a deposition, right? Had never been at one, but how many people do you need a judge to be at a deposition? No, and that counts as testimony in court? No one here knows anymore than I do.
The videotapers.
Yeah, but that counts as testimony?
Yeah.
I don't think the judge has to be there,
no.
Right?
No.
Right, judge doesn't have to be there. What about in Halacha? The Habdil Elif Alfei Abdullahs. How many Dayanim do you need for Eidos? How many should you need? Witnesses? Writes the Shidim Kubetz's Masechtas Ksubis. V'nitama ha'edos she'idu b'fnei oz ha'shlishi e'eshma edos. Ha'tzarech shloish ha've'ein edos elo b'fnei beizdin. You need three. You need a beizdin. V'yesh lomer, but nonetheless, writes the Shidim Kubetz's. This is the Ramban, quoted by the Shidim Kubetz's. Yesh lomer kishahaya mumche v'roi lodin yachidi b'shay dinei mamanis. That if he's a mumche and he's allowed to be dan yachidi, or shishim mechaverim etzel b'shas edusam. If you have a guy who could be dan, even though it says the Ramban in the quote by the Shulchan Kubetz says, really you should have required how many? How many should have you required for Kabbalas Eidos? Three. You should have needed a beis din. What about if you have a guy who could be dan yachidi? Can he accept Eidos? Says Ramban, yes. Meaning he's a what? He's a beis din. Really, you should have required Beis Din. But, Kishaya Munche, V'roi Lodin Yechidi, it's good enough for Kabbalah Zedus. However, the Tashbates, end of the period of the Rishayim, Chelok Avsim and Alf, writes, V'afilo B'yochid Munche, Shekibo Eidos, Ein Hadavar Pasha Kokach Shiye Eidos. Afo Pisha Dino Din, even though the one, Munche the Rabbim, can paskin, he cannot accept Eidos. This is not a Beis Din. He can paskin, but he can't accept Eidos. Eidos requires what? A Beis Din, and he's not a Beis Din. So this issue might also depend. Can he accept Eidos? Okay, Rabbi says we have a running machlekes over here between Tosfos and the Rosh against the Rambam. Tosfos and the Rosh's opinion is whenever the Gemara says over here, Yochid Mumcha the Rabbim can paskin Dine Mominis, even though in the Mishnah it said Dine Mominis Bishloisha. If you have a Yochid Mumcha the Rabbim, he can paskin. Says Tosfos Din of a Beis Din, he can be Kaifel Lidin. If your Maid in front of him is considered to be a Haidah, that's what the Rosh, quoted by the Beis Yosef, said. Tosfos says he can be Dan Yechidi, even Lechad Chilo, just an Eitz HaTayva to have two. Or what was the other example we had? Or maybe one is enough, even for Geirus. And he can even accept testimony, like the Ramban, quoted by the Shin Mikubetzes. And the Rambam says no to all of these things. The Rambam says, if this is Zalman, the Rambam's opinion is that whenever the Gemara says over here, Yochim Mumcha the Rabbim can be Dan Yechidi, it doesn't mean he's a Beis Din. No, there's no such thing as a Beis Din of one. And therefore the Rambam says, you cannot be careful the Din. You shouldn't do it. And a Haidah in front of this one is not considered a Haidah. He cannot accept Eidos. And certainly one dying would be no good for Gavers. He's a dying, he's not a Beis Din. Okay, running machlekes. I believe that this machlekes expresses itself also in how to learn the hemshech of the Gemara over here. The Gemara continues on. Let's begin over here. Hey, Alfam, hey, Mumcha the Rabbim, don't afili yechidi. A Mumcha the Rabbim can judge by himself. Good Rabbim. Nachman says, like me, Kugoinana, don't dini mamanis be yechidi. Hemarachia, Kugoinana, don't dini mamanis be yechidi. Iboyelu, says the Gemara, Shiloh. Do you have to be. Nakid Rishus, Do you have to get rishus from who? From the Reish Galusa? Or does it have to be Kiblu Alayu? Do the Balei Dinim have to accept your jurisdiction upon themselves? So the Gemara says, it concludes, if you want to be putter from paying if you make a mistake, you need to be Nartal Rishus from the Reish Galusa. Or you need to have Kiblu Alayu. They have to accept your jurisdiction upon them. You can paskin Yachem Umchal Rabim, you can paskin. We discussed if you have the status of a Beizin or not, or you're just a Chacham Hamayra. You're just a Chacham who's paskining a Shayim. Not a Beis Din. But now the Gemara says, if you want to be putter from paying if you make a mistake, the warranty, you know, if you want to be putter from paying if you make a mistake, you need two things. Or what? Well, you need one of two things. Either Nartal Rishus from the Reish Galusa, or Kiblu Alayu, they have to accept your jurisdiction over you. What is this Kabbalah? What does the Netilos Rishus of the Reish Galusa accomplish? Yes?
Which quick question in that Rashi, you were explaining that. What's that case of a Din Torah?
Which Rashi?
The V'lo
Zilshlim. Imlo Kiblu. Imlo Kiblu. If they did not accept you upon them, Te'uscha Aleim. Imlo Kiblu Te'uscha Aleim. If they did not accept your mistake upon themselves. Da'amulucha Dayantalon Din Torah. They just said to you, be done Din Torah, but they didn't accept. If you make a mistake, it'll be their problem.
What is the Din Torah talking about?
They accepted you to paskin, but they didn't say you're putter from paying. They didn't say we accept whatever you say, even if it's wrong. If they say we accept the jurisdiction, but that's about it, they didn't accept your mistakes. Kiblu Alayu, according to Rashi, means what? What does Kiblu Alayu accomplish?
Whatever you say, we're going.
Yeah, but it's also whatever mistake you make. It's on us. That's how Rashi understands Kiblu Alayu. Not just they come before you Lidin. Kiblu Alayu means what? I come to you and I say, be done, you know, it didn't time for me. I don't want to. People have asked me, why? Why in the world would I want to get involved in Dinei Torah? What do I stand to gain from this? Nothing. Only lose. Only lose. It's a lose-lose for the dying. So he says, what would I want to do this for? The guy says, don't worry, you make a mistake, it'll be on us. Oh. No. Marash. Okay? Fine. So that's what Kiblu Alayu does. What does Kiblu Alayu do? It potters you from paying. Yes?
Is this mistake thing only in Dine Mamor?
As opposed to?
Dine Nafasha.
The guy's dead.
That's just a Maka, right?
What are we saying? What if a dying makes a mistake by dinin nefashos?
Yeah, it's like a payment to ask after.
Nah, it's later on. It's thinking about a dying shatah is really later on. Not here. We'll get to it. We'll spend a lot of time on it. Depends what mistake it was, what kind of mistake it was, what kind of dying you are. Okay? So Rashi says over here, because he pointed it out, what does Rashi say? What's the point of Kiblu Alayu? What does Kiblu Alayu do? That's what exempts you from paying. And the Rosh says the same thing. Look at the Rosh over here, Oisir Beis, Perak Alf Simen Beis. The Kiblu Alayu Peturin. What does the Kabbalah do? The Kabbalah potters you from paying. Really, you should have been obligated to pay. You should have been obligated to pay. It's your mistake. It's the dying mistake. It's judicial malpractice. He should have had to pay damages. Should have had to pay. But if I come to the dying and if the Balei Dinim, the litigants, accept the dying upon themselves, meaning they accept his mistake upon themselves. They say, you make a mistake, it's on our cheshbon. Okay, then he's potter. The Kiblu Alayu Peturin, the cave in the Baal Korcha. It says the Rosh, that must be what the Kabbalah is. You know why that must be what the Kabbalah is, says the Rosh? What else could they possibly be accepting upon themselves when they come to this dying yechidi, mumcha the rabbi? What else? Rabbi said, what else could they possibly be accepting upon themselves? What else? To come before you, Lidin? Says the Rush. Guess what? I could force you people to come before me, Lidin. Because what did the Rush and Tosis hold? They're Beis Din. If I wanted you to appear before me, I could summon you and you'd have to appear before me, says the Rush. So what then does the Kabbalah accomplish? What does it accomplish, says the Rosh? What does it accomplish? What it accomplishes is, if you accept me upon yourself, now already I'm parted from paying. That must be what the Kabbalah is. There is no such thing as a Kabbalah otherwise. I could force you to appear before me. It's not a Kabbalah, as Rashi raises the possibility. Maybe we're just coming before you, Lidin. But we didn't exempt you from paying. Says the Rosh, I don't need your rishus for that. I could bring you here against your will. I could coerce you to appear before me. That's the Rosh and Tosfos. The Rosh and Tosfos hold this dayan yechidi mumcha l'rabim is a beis din. If I wanted you to appear before me, I could summon you here. Why then is a Kabbalah relevant? What the Kabbalah on behalf of the Baalei Dinim creates is a dispensation, a p'tur for the dayan in case he makes a mistake. That's all it could possibly mean, because I could force you to appear before me, yes.
But then why would any of the people come to Beis Din ever agree to
come to this guy? Why would they ever be Mekabel him? I say, because otherwise I'm not adjudicating your case.
Okay, well then why don't then they go to a Beis Din?
Go to another Beis Din. None of them want to take you, or you don't trust them. Not so easy to get someone to be dying, for you.
Why can't they go to a real Bate Din?
They think they're all corrupt. They don't want to go to them. They're all in someone's pocket. It happens all the time. Or let's say, this is their guy. This is their rub. They both agree on this guy. And they come to him to say, Dayan Yochim Mumcha L'Rabim, will you be Danas? He says, no, take a hike. What do I need this for? It's your problem, not mine. It's a mitzvah to do it, but he says, it's going to cause me more Agmas Nefesh. You people are going to get angry at me if I make a mistake. They say, no, Rabbi, whenever you make a mistake, it's on our cheshbon. That must be what the Kibbul Olayu is. It can't be that I say, I want to be Dan you, and you accept me. I could summon you here if I wanted to, says the Rosh. Must be, what is the Kibbul Olayu? That you accept my psak even if I make a mistake.
What would the Rambam say?
My point exactly. Look at the Rambam. I'm sorry, the Baal HaMor and the Rambam say something else completely, and it's not surprising. Look at the Baal HaMor. The Hakka ben Mumche. Oysid Gimel, this is on the bottom of the riff, Yudam Ebeiz. You can look it up in the back. The Hakka ben Mumcha came in the Tanoi Dini Mammon is Begimel. Says the Baal HaMor, this is all not relevant until you get to here. Veloi Kiblu. Loi Tzricha Minka Rishusa Velo Kiblu. Vahavilahu, once you have Kabbalah's Rishus on behalf of the litigants to accept the jurisdiction of this Dayan Yechidi Mumcha L'Rabin. Why is he potur if they accept him upon themselves? Why is he potur? Why? Says the Baal HaMor, because now he's an oinus. It's not my fault. The Rambam says a similar thing. It's clear in the Rambam. Look at the Rambam. Perek Vav Sanhedrin Alacha Beis. Im hayezeh hadayin mumche. V'noito rishus me reish galus. Or loinoto rishus ava kiblu oisoi baal edinim aleihem. The Baal Dinim accepted him, his jurisdiction. Since he is a mumche, he's potter. Why is he potter? Is he potter because of their Kabbalah?
No.
You know why he's potter? Because he's a mumche. What does the Kabbalah on behalf of the Baal Dinim accomplish? What does it accomplish? Is that them saying to the rabbi, all's good. Whatever you say, it's on us. Is he potter because of the Kabbalah? No, it doesn't sound like that from the Baal HaMor and the Rambam. It sounds like, why is he potter? He's potter because he's an expert. Them coming to him, the Rambam says, you can't force anybody to come to you. The fact that they came to me, Lidin, is the Kabbalah. According to the Rosh, I could force you to come to me. That's not the Kabbalah. The Kabbalah is you accept my mistake upon yourself. The Rambam says, you can't force anybody to come to you. You are not a Beis Din. What is the Kabbalah? You came to me. Guess what that says? Why am I putter then? If I make a mistake? Because if you came to me, haste thus, if you came to me, must be, I'm the expert. If I am the Velt expert on something, and I make a mistake, it's not my fault. I have the qualifications for something. If you're a legitimate dayan, operating legitimately, and you make a mistake, you're an oinus. I'm the greatest expert, and I made a mistake? Must be no one could do better. It's an oinus. And you're putter because an oinus is putter from paying. Yes?
Isn't Beis Din of Munchen putter from paying if they make
a mistake? We're going to get to it later.
So saying if
assumption now is yes.
If the assumption is yes, then according to Tosfos, why do they need this Kabbalah? According to Tosfos or the Rosh, they wouldn't need a Kabbalah.
This whole sugya later on, I really don't want to get into it. Analyze this on its own. We'll get to that tomorrow. Again, but if we get involved in that whole gemara, it depends what kind of mistake it is. It depends what kind of basin it is.
Either way, you wouldn't need to come out. Meaning,
assumption now here is, right, the Rambam is implying any legitimate basin doesn't require, if they make a mistake, it's not their fault. And Tosis implied a legitimate basin still requires the Kabbalah to be putter. This might have implications about later on. Agreed. But for just analyzing it from the Kabbalah aspect, according to the Rambam, the Kabbalah is needed just to have them come before you. They have to accept you, your jurisdiction. You can't force them to appear before you. The Rosh entices how they can force them to appear before you. You're dying. Mumcha the Rambam is a Beis Din. What is a Kabbalah? Kabbalah potters you from paying. The Rambam doesn't say that because the Rambam holds you can't force anybody to appear before you. The Kabbalah is just accepting to appear before you. What does the Kabbalah then accomplish? How does that exempt me from paying? What the Kabbalah indicates is that I am the legitimate authority here. I am a mumcha of the rabbim. It reinforces my credentials. Is that, look, people are coming to me. If you came to me, I'm an oinus. That's how the Rambam understands what the Netilas Rishus from the Reish Galusa accomplishes. What does getting permission from the Reish Galusa accomplish? What does that accomplish? I got permission from the Reish Galusa. So what? Says Rambam, must be your what? Your mumcha. Must be your grace of yid. Must be your grace of dying. How else did you get permission from the Reish Galusa? Rashi doesn't say that. Look at Rashi. Rashi divrei maschil shevet. Says Rashi, lashon srara, if you get permission from the Reish Galusa, this is in the difference between Bavel and Eretz Yisrael. If you saw the Gemara, one is called the Shevet, one is Mechaikek. But once you get permission from the Reish Galusa, v'yesh lehen reshus lahafkir dehefker beis din hefker. No, permission from the Reish Galusa doesn't make you an expert. What does permission from the Reish Galusa do? Pater you from paying. How? Hefker beis din hefker. The Reish Galusa owns everybody's money. Let's say the Reish Galusa has a nephew who's a hedyot, but he gives him permission to be done. Nepotism. Is he pater from paying? What do you say? He gets permission from the Reish Galusa, Nishkin expert. The guy is not an expert. He's not an expert. According to Rashi, pater from paying. That's what the Rosh says. Look at the Rosh. Ois tezvav, second to last thing. V'yokin hedyot. Hashnaim hedyotas. Unekiti reshusa mibei Reish Galusa. They get permission from the Reish Galusa. I don't know how they did it. It must be nepotism, okay? Soteris to everything. Follow the money. So fine. Is he pater from paying? If he makes a mistake about how to gauge the issue, he's pater. Oh, he's a hedyot? How can a hedyot be pater? Because what does Netilas Rishus? What does the Kabbalah from the Reish Galusa do according to Tosfos and according to the Rosh? That pathers you from paying. To appear before me, I don't need a Kabbalah. I don't need permission from the Reish Galusa. I can force you to do it. Yachin Mumcha L'Rabim can force you. According to the Rambam, no. Yachin Mumcha L'Rabim, when a Tilas Rishus from the Reish Galusa just makes me have the status of, I'm saying Yachin Mumcha L'Rabim is just a Chacham Amayra. The Kiblu Allah is necessary to force him to appear before me. Or the Netilas Rishus from the Reish Galusa just makes me into a mumche. Why am I putter, Bekiblu Olaya? Why am I putter, Netilas Rishus from the Reish Galusa? Now I'm an expert, and an expert is putter. But the Kabbalah is not what makes me putter. The Kabbalah just is what allows me to force you to appear before me or to adjudicate in the first place. Yes?
Is Inga Mirna Sabirna not part of Nakita Rishusa?
No.
Separate?
Yes.
I mean, I can get Rishus without being those two.
Yes.
How does someone get
Rishus? Nepotism. Why would that? Netilas Rishus is from the Reish Galusa. Why? That's the question. Why would the Reish Galusa give Rishus to a hedyot? Either he made a mistake or. My territory is always nepotism. So fine. Okay, Rabbi Yitzchak, so we had a machlokes about what Netilas Rishus does. Does Netilas Rishus allow me to adjudicate? That's the Rambam. And because I'm potter, because you're coming to me, because you're coming to me, that makes me an expert. Expert is potter, or no? That I could force you to appear before me. That's Tosfos in the Rosh. I'm a Beis Din. Beis Din can force people to appear before them. What does Netilas Rishus accomplish? What does Kiblu Alayu accomplish? They accept my mistake upon themselves. Or the Reish Galusa, mafke your money, and it exempts me from paying. But it's not that it is what allows me to adjudicate in the first place. Whereas the Rambam holds, no, the guy's not a Beis Din. He needs Rishus to force people to appear before him and to adjudicate in the first place. There's another place where this a similar machlokes appears. And it's just interesting to note the similarities. Look over here, Yerideya Simon Shin Lamed Vav Sif Aleph. This is in Hilchos Reifim. Anyone here pre-med? Oh. It's not going to be shaykh to you. We have utter confidence. Says the Shulchan Aruch, what happens if the doctor makes a mistake? Happens? Well, practice. Ma'isim b'chol yam. Umiru, says the Gemara, says the Shulchan Aruch, lo yis'asik b'refuah ela imkein hu baki. You're not allowed to heal unless you're a baki. V'imripa shaloi b'reshus beizdin. Meaning you need what? What do you need in order to be marpe? What do you need in order to... Reshus from who?
Beizdin.
And if you didn't get reshus from Beizdin, chai b'tashlunim. Afim hu baki. Even if you got reshus... I'm sorry, if you did not get reshus, you're chayv to pay if you make a mistake. V'imripa b'reshus beizdin. If you have reshus from Beizdin, v'tah v'hizik patah midinei yadam v'chayv midinei shamayim. Okay? A guy gets Netilus Rishus from Beis Din. In order to be a doctor, you really should get Netilus Rishus from Beis Din. Not Lamaisa. We'll get there in a second. In order to be a doctor and heal, you should really get Rishus from Beis Din. And if you, even if you did get Rishus from Beis Din, I'm sorry, and if you get Rishus from Beis Din and you make a mistake, are you Potter or Chayiv? Potter. Midinei Adam, Chayiv, Midinei Shamayim. What is this Kabbalah's Rishus? You want to ask something?
Yeah, what is it? In this case, what does it mean, Chayiv, Midinei Shamayim?
Meaning, you really Chayiv, we won't enforce it. Just know your chayiv. Live with the guilt. That's basically it. It's a guilt trip. We're Jews, after all. Okay. What did the Netilas Rishus from Beis Din accomplish, Rabbi Yisai? What does it do? What do you mean, Netilas Rishus? If a doctor makes a mistake without Netilas Rishus, does he have to pay? Yes. Chayiv b'tashlumin. If he gets Netilas Rishus, does he have to pay? No. He has to pay B'dinei Shamayim, but he doesn't have to pay B'dinei Yodam. Why not? What does Netilas Rishus accomplish? Huh?
It's
the Ramban writes in the Torah Sa'odam. The Ramban has another sefer besides the Chiddush HaRamban on Shas, besides the Chiddush of the Ramban on Torah. There's two volumes called Kisvei HaRamban. Within the Kisvei HaRamban, there is a sefer that is the basis for half of Yerideya called Torah Sa'odam. So in that sefer, Torah Sa'odam, Shar Sakana, Ois Vav, which almost all of Hilchos Reifim is based on the Ramban, Torah Sa'odam. So Ramban there writes, Netilas Rishus, what does that accomplish? That potters you from paying. You should have been chayiv. A doctor makes a mistake, he should always be chayiv. What is he? He's an Adam Mamazik. Adam Mamazik, there's no heter of oinus. Oh, sorry, I didn't notice that you smashed into your car. That's nice. Now pay up. You got to pay. So to be, you're an Adam Mamazik. You should have had to pay. What did Netilas Rishus do? Exempts you from paying. Like Rashi, like the Rush over here. The Dayan who makes a mistake, the Yochim Umchleralim should have had to pay. What does Kiblu Alayu? What does the Tilus Rishus accomplish? What does it accomplish? It passes you from paying. So too says the Ramban. A doctor makes a mistake, always should have been chayv. If he gets the Tilus Rishus from Beis Din, what does he now? He's potter. They exempt you from paying. The Ramban even says, that's the pshat in the pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim. V'rapay y'rapay. That really means if you injure someone, you have to pay his medical bills. But the Gemara says in Bava Kama, Pehei Amar Aleph, V'rapo Yirapei, Mikan Shenitein Rishus L'Roifei L'Rafos. There's a heter in the Torah for a doctor to heal. What do you need a heter for the doctor to heal? What is he doing? I need a heter to heal? Wait. V'rapo Yirapei, Mikan, says the Gemara, Shenitein Rishus L'Roifei L'Rafos. So Taisus there writes in Bava Kama, Pehei Amar Aleph, you might think you're going exempt to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to kill this guy. He's trying to make him sick and sicker and sicker. And all you do is try to keep making the guy better and better and better. You're operating himself. Which way are we going over here? The Rebbeinu Shalom is trying to kill the guy and you're trying to heal the guy. Work with me, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Gemara says, no, that's not the truth. Even though you're going against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to kill the guy. And you're allowed to heal him. Mikan Shenitein Rishus L'Roifei L'Rafos, even though you're going against what the Rebbeinu Shalom is making him sick and you're making him better, still allowed. The Ramban says no. Mikan Shenitein Rishus L'Roifei L'Rafos. Even don't worry, you're gonna make a mistake. Don't worry about the fact that it might not work. A doctor might be scared. I don't want to do this. It might not work. I might make a mistake. Says Ramban, no problem. You'll be potter. Get Rishus from Beis Din, and we'll potter you. You'll be fine. Don't worry. Mikan Shenitein Rishus L'Roifei L'Rafos. Don't worry. It might not work. If it just doesn't work, you can't get angry at the doctor. Some doctor things work, some things don't work. It means he makes a mistake. Still says Ramban, don't worry. However, according to this, let's say, If you didn't get rishus from Beis Din, can you fly by the seat of your pants? Can you drive without a seatbelt on? Meaning, can you do medicine, practice medicine, without rishus from Beis Din? Is it also or is it mutter?
Mutter
just a bit dangerously. You might pay. Sure. Darach Shulchan says no on this sif. Last thing. No! You need rishus from Beis Din. What? That's what makes you a doctor. Without it, you're a quack. And you have no right to practice medicine. It's also for you to practice medicine. You're a charlatan. You're fooling people. No, says the Aruch HaShulchan, you need it. You need it to practice medicine in the first place. Why are you putter from paying with Rishus Beis Din? Why? Now I'm an expert. Experts are always putter from paying. Guy's an expert. He's putter from paying. So Aruch HaShulchan says an entirely different take. Again, it's kind of like the two ways of learning Agamar. What did Netilas Rishus accomplish? According to one version of Agamar, one version of this Sif and Shulchan Aruch, Netilas Rishus is an exemption from paying. And it's saying, don't worry about it, the cheshbon's on us. So to the Beis Din says, by the doctor, we want people to go into medicine. If you're going to start, we're already discouraging them enough with the current, you know, political climate. But if you make doctors pay, there's no malpractice insurance, people go broke. So the guy said, I don't want to go into medicine. So Beis Din said, don't worry, it's on us. We'll handle it. That's how the Ramban understands it. That's how some Mishnayim understood Agamara. If they come to you, you get rishus from the Reish Galus, so then you're parted from paying because that's what they accepted. The Rambam, Aruch HaShulchan over there, it's a different case, but similar idea, saying Netilas Rishus makes you into a mumcha. If you got Rishus, hey, stuff, you're an expert. And experts are putter from paying.
I don't understand the Lashon, then. If the Aruch HaShulchan and the Rambam are going to say that when you get Rishus, that means that you're a baki, why does it hear that a filu imu baki,
even though you think you're a baki, you don't have official approval. You don't have official approval. A medicine man is also a baki, just not an hour medicine. Yes. So according to this, nowadays, do you need rishus from Beis Din? According to Aruch HaShulchan, maybe you don't need rishus from Beis Din. What do you need? You need the doctor's association, whatever makes you into an expert. Beis Din now probably would not be good enough to practice medicine. What does Beis Din know about medicine? You probably need the AMA, you need the American Medical Association.
Should doctors have to need rishus from Beis Din?
No. And the halachas would still apply, as long as you're a bona fide expert. If you taught yourself medicine in your dorm room, no, then you're not an expert. But if you taught yourself medicine by going to medical school and you have a degree from a reputable institution, that's called Netilas Rishus from Beis Din. It just makes you into an expert.
But you have to make payments if there's malpractice, though.
Part of Medina Yodam. You should go to Beis Din. You shouldn't go to secular court. What secular court? Anyway, we'll have to talk about that. With insurance policies, it gets kind of complicated. Okay? Rabbi Sanishkoyach. We'll get some tomorrow with the hand.